Hello, I'm Amanda Goldston of www.learntarotonline.com. Welcome to the next sample reading. This belongs to the exercises that come with the Suit of Cups section. And as with before, if you take out the cards and lay them out in the Celtic Cross spread, they're in your notes as to which cards to put down. This is my suggested sample reading, just to give you a few ideas and just kind of stimulate your thinking a little bit. The important thing is have a go at the exercises in the PDF document that you can download. Have a go at those first before you listen to my interpretation, because then that allows your own creative mind, your own intuition to actually start to work for you. If you lay the cards out in the following positions, first of all, in position one, we have the Two of Cups. Cross this with the Devil in position two. Underneath, to the bottom, in position three, put the Hierophant. Then at the side, to the left, put the Three of Cups. Then at the top, above it, put the Star card. To the right of the cross, put the Emperor card. And then start the new column going upwards with the Nine of Cups at the bottom. Above that, put the Sun card. Then put the Judgment card. And then put the Empress card. Now, this first spread has come out for somebody asking about a work situation. And as before, what I would suggest you do is look at the overall spread and see what balance of major arcana cards you've got to other cards. And in this particular spread, we're only working with the major arcana cards and the cup cards. We've actually brought out 7 of the 10 cards are major arcana cards and 3 are minor arcana cards. So this would suggest that if somebody had drawn these cards, that this was a fairly major situation going on in their work for them. So the first thing I would suggest you do is look towards the outcome, which is position 10. And in this situation, it's the Empress card. And that is basically saying, as an outcome, that things will work out better than you've expected. So whatever challenges you might be going through, it'll be okay. And actually, if you look at that final row going upwards, 7, 8, 9, 10, you've got the Nine of Cups, the Sun, the Judgment and the Empress. So really, this is actually saying to that person, whatever is happening, whatever is going on, it will be fine. It will be absolutely okay, because you've got some very reassuring cards that have come up through there. Now, let's just have a look at this then from the beginning. So in position one, we've got the Two of Cups, which is the relationship card. It's a soulmate card. It's very often a card that comes up when somebody falls in love. They have a really deep friendship, a deep connection with somebody. Now, crossing that, you've got the Devil card, which is an interesting thing to cross that, because this is pointing towards some sort of commitment, perhaps some sort of obsession, maybe somebody who has got themselves caught up and entangled in something where they really don't quite know how to extricate themselves. And getting themselves out of something they've committed themselves to or they've agreed to may well be proving quite challenging. The Hierophant card in position three, at the root of the situation, the Hierophant is about seeking guidance, seeking advice from somebody who's in a position as an expert to be able to give that advice. It may be that somebody has consulted somebody externally within a workplace situation, or it may be that the Hierophant is telling them they really need to consult their own inner wisdom. They really need to look to their own knowledge, guidance, common sense maybe, to see how this situation is going to progress. The Three of Cups, which is in to the left, is in the past situation or a situation that is just leaving. Now, this is celebrations, parties, gatherings, get-togethers. So that's something that's those four, that's something that's just leaving. And those four cards kind of form the root of the situation. Now, as you're going forward, the first of these cards then going forward is the Star card, which is a card of hopes, wishes, ambitions, things moving forward as you would like them to, followed then by the Emperor card, which is perhaps a need to seek advice from somebody who really is in a position of authority, who really is in a position where they can offer advice, offer suggestions, and be able to give good guidance in this matter. Now, actually, if that had come out as a spread for somebody in a work situation, I would really say that whatever their challenge is, there's absolutely nothing at all to be worried about. The second spread is using the Celtic cross for a relationship spread. That somebody is sitting in front of you, or perhaps for yourself, asking a question about their relationship. So, as before, take the document, the PDF document, lay all the cards out on the table in front of you, and have a go at reading and interpreting them before you listen to my interpretation. Put the cards down. In position one, you've got the Tower card. This is crossed by the Eight of Cups. Underneath it, in the root of the situation, position three, you've got the Moon. To the left of it, in position four, you've got the Hermit card. Above it, in position five, you've got the Justice card. To the right of it, in position six, you've got the World card. Then, as you start to put the upright column, at the bottom, you've got the Ace of Cups in the Fears position. In the next position up, which is either other people or the home environment, you've got the High Priestess. Above that, in the Hopes and Wishes, you've got the Five of Cups. And above that, in the top position as the Outcome, you've got the Two of Cups. Now, the energy of all of this is quite distinctly different from the previous cards that we had put down. And again, my first thing would be to look to see the balance of major arcana cards with minor arcana. Now, in this case, it's more or less half and half. We've got four Cups cards and six major arcana cards. Again, I would look towards the Outcome first of all, which is the Two of Cups. And this is a beautiful card because it's a soulmate card. It's a card of love, understanding, reconciliation, friendship, support, being able to understand another person almost at a soul level. And it's a beautiful card as an outcome. If we look at what's going on around here, first of all, the actual situation, we've got the Tower crossed by the Eight of Cups with the Moon underneath and the Hermit as something that's passed or just leaving. To me, this is something that has come quite unexpectedly out of the blue, something that the person clearly was not expecting, and it's rather shaken their whole world, which is the Tower, to the point where they feel like they want to walk away from something, which is the Eight of Cups. They may have made a decision to do that, or may simply feel like that that's what they want to do. With the Moon card at the base of the situation, this is misunderstandings, lack of communication. This is saying that there are certainly more than one side to this whole story. The person may well feel that they are feeling a little bit deluded, perhaps with life, with themselves generally. With the Hermit card to the other side, this is very much pointing towards them needing to take time to go inwards, to really search inside themselves before they make any major decisions within this situation and within whatever this is that's happened. Certainly, it would be important for them to be watching their dreams, tapping into their intuition. And as we look at the whole spread, we've also got the High Priestess card in the home, the environment, the other people situation, which kind of forms a sort of a triangle between the Hermit, to the left, the moon at the bottom, and the high priestess over to the right. And this is very much saying to the person, they've got to do a lot of soul searching. They really need to go within, really need to have a good look at how they really feel about the whole situation. And also to say to them, there may well be facts and information that they haven't as yet got. And this would be confirmed by both the moon and also the high priestess. Moving further around, you see the justice at the top, which is the first of the going forward cards. And this may well be somebody who is needing to get a very balanced view of the whole situation, which is indicated by the scales of the justice. It may also be pointing that they need to get legal or official advice in some way, shape or form. The card that follows that, which is the kind of the future moving on, is the World card, which is saying that they have got the world at their feet, and also that cycles in their present form are coming to an end. Now, normally the World card would point towards completion, success, things finishing, cycles coming to an end, and would actually point towards something very positive, very constructive. As we look further on, we've got the Ace of Cups in the Fears position at the bottom. Now, generally, when you get a really lovely card in the Fears position at the bottom, it's usually telling you not to worry, that things will be okay, things will be absolutely fine. And the Ace of Cups is pointing towards love, friendship, support being offered to that person. Above that, the High Priestess, this coming from other people and can also be the home situation, there's several things here that the High Priestess could point to. And it's very important that you're very careful how you interpret this. In that position, yes, it could point to things being hidden, things being secrets. It could point to skeletons in the closet. It maybe could point to possibly to a third party in the relationship. But again, that you need to be very careful with that one. Coming from somebody else, it can be saying to this person, you really need to go within. You need to trust your intuition. You need to allow the answers to come to you yourself in dreams. In that position, as well as the High Priestess, depending on kind of what else we've got around it, and from talking to the person, there may be someone who is stirring up trouble, being a little bit spiteful, being a little bit malicious, spreading gossip. And the cards that you've got here, particularly the Hermit, the Moon and the High Priestess, is very much telling you that you do need to get all the facts and the information before you make a decision. And some of those facts and information may come from you needing to go into meditation, into relaxation, and within. Interestingly, in the Hopes and Wishes position, we've got the Five of Cups, which is where you see the person looking into the past, looking back at what's gone, looking back at what's been lost, potentially, not seeing the positive, the good, not seeing what's there in front of him, not being able to turn round and look forward. And this is somebody who's kind of looking back at, well, if only, I wish, why didn't I see that coming, kind of thing, giving themselves a very hard time when probably they really don't need to. And I think, again, coming back to looking at the outcome, which is saying that there's love, there's support, there's friendship there. And particularly if you couple that with the Seven of Cups in the Fears, it's really saying within this relationship not to worry, because the root of it, there is love, support and friendship being offered to that person. And the root of it is that, and the fear, so they've nothing to fear because that support is there for them. That's just my thoughts and my interpretation on it. Have a look at it yourself and see how it compares with what you've put down in your tarot journal for yourself. remember, there is no right or wrong with this. And very often you find that depending on who you're talking to and who you're doing the reading for and how much of their personal situation you actually know before you do the reading, that everybody's interpretation of these cards will be different. You might listen to my interpretations and think, well, I don't really know that that means that at all. Go with what you feel is right for you. And as before, take all the cards again, the Major Arcana and the Cups, shuffle them all up together, and just practice putting a few cards down. Practice asking maybe about your own relationships, and remember to formulate the question in terms of, what do I most need to know? What would be most useful for me? What's the outcome if I don't make any changes? And then imagine that you're doing a reading for somebody else. A very good way to practice can be to imagine that you're doing a reading for a celebrity, or doing a reading for somebody that you've seen, you've read about, or you've heard about. That can be very useful to do as an exercise. So this was my sample reading for exercise 2, which goes alongside the section on the Suit of Cups. I hope you've enjoyed it. Keep practicing. I'm Amanda Goldston of www.learntarotonline.com. I'll be back with you again very soon.